R-W-Y, over.
I got it that time. Let me stop and put it in the computer. Alrighty, Mr. James from Wisconsin. So, K3, why do I not have K3VRT? Do I have something wrong on that call?
Yeah, this Kilo Echo Zero Victoria Radio Tango. It's Kilo Echo Zero Victor Romeo Tango.
That's where my goof up is. I put a 3 in there. Let me correct that. Stand by, please. There, that looks better. All righty, let me shout out again. It's 2203, this is KAHJOY for the Liberty Net, the real Liberty Net. CQCQ, looking for check-ins.
WD8AYC. Rick, and I bet you know where I live.
Alrighty, Rick, what's the first part? It's a W and an 8, but I missed the letter in between.
Oh, WD, like... Doctor, which doctor? Whiskey Delta 8.
Alrighty, good old Paris, Ohio. It's kind of interesting because that's not where there's a Paris township, but that's near me, so. Alrighty, Richard, let me see if I can get a couple more. We're going to get started. It's been a busy week. CQCQ, this is KAHJOY for the Liberty Net. I'm saddened that I don't hear Mr. Jesse, but maybe he'll jump in there. I'm going to kick this off with the opening real quick. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the great and real Liberty Net. I'm going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll look for another call or two, and then I have an opening letter, and then I'll let everybody else have the frequency. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, let me see if I have any other check-ins and I'll get started. This is KAHJOY. Nothing heard. I have seen this letter or this writings twice today. This copy that I was given was from a retired Army commander, so I'm thinking it's a pretty good source. It's from the Nye County, Nevada Central Committee for the Republican Party. I'm going to take the time to read it because it's kind of impressive. As I write to you today, I have no doubt that this letter will find many of you crushed under the weight and despair, perhaps lost in a maze of confusion. It is my hope that by the time you finish reading this letter, you will be able to confidently join millions of others who support the president and another 4 years. Let me be clear. Trump will be president for another 4 years. Biden will not be president. Yes, I know this is shocking words in these crazy days. I have been approached by many saying it's over and Trump conceded the election. Nothing of the sort has happened. I've got a quick go to the copy on my computer. Oh, come on, computer. Because it doesn't want... Oh, geez. It does not want to let me read it. Let me pause for a moment. I'll be right back. I have been approached by many saying it's over and Trump conceded the election. Nothing of the sort has taken place. Go back and listen to the videos all the way through. At no point does Trump ever mention Biden's name. At no point does he say he concedes. He does say that there will be a peaceful transition to a new administration, and he does say that this is only the beginning. These phrases are important to note. Indeed, we will have a new administration made up of a new vice president and cabinet, as the current ones have all made their treasons complete. I will touch on this in more detail. We do well to remember that for more than 4 years, let me move this page real quickly, that for more than 4 years, Donald Trump has been five steps ahead of everyone in every attempt to derail him, impeach him, or confound him. For example, he announced on election night in the early hours of the morning that he didn't want a dump of ballots at 4 a.m. What happened in just the short hours at exactly 4 a.m.? A huge ballot dump took place that showed that he already knew what was going to take place. This was a public word to the enemies of our country that he was on to them. Also consider the recent incident at the Capitol building in D.C. Trump was late to his speech engagement and then spoke on a number of rehashing things to the crowd of 500,000. But this created a problem. You see, if Trump had spoken on time and briefly, the mega crowd would have been at the Capitol building with the Antifa faction that likely would have been drawn into a fray by accident, confusion due to the crowd side. With Trump speaking late and long, the mega crowd was protected and separated from the Antifa groups. It would be very clear that the disguising Antifa people were 95% of the people in the building. Again, Trump countered because he was steps ahead of them. That was clearly a staged event meant to blame the Trump supporters to try to frame Trump so the 25th Amendment could be used by Congress, but it failed. Never mind the numerous videos showing the police opening the gates for Antifa. They didn't fight their way in. They were led through the building like they were on a tour. And I do remember seeing that and wondering what's going on. I was all this as only two examples out of many at this point. Now you may ask, why hasn't Trump arrested anyone? Why did this have to go all the way to Congress? Multiple reasons. First, Trump has been adamant in following the rule of law and the Constitution. He gives everyone, no matter how dirty, an opportunity to do the right thing, sometimes with warnings such as a phone call from the Georgia Secretary of State recently. He pushed cases through the courts, he presented evidence to the legislation, and he even told the Vice President to do the right thing. But with the betrayal by Pence in Congress, the treason is now complete, and nobody can say that Trump did not allow the process to finish before acting. Second, in order to drain the swamp, you have to know who the swamp creatures are. They will blend in very well with the crowds, but the false evidence in the Capitol revealed that the final traitors, who were regardless of the party affiliation. He goes on about Pence and the Ryan emails, but the piece that I really want to get to, and then I'll stop. So, what comes next? I don't have the particulars, but I can give you milestones to watch for as the coming days unfold. I've heard these eight things more than once so far. Number one, expect the emergency broadcasting system to be activated. The FCC just recently released a memorandum speaking to the requirements under federal law to send messages from the president to the public. Number two, expect confusion. We are in a battle for our republic against elitists that are attempting to the very coup that they have accused Trump of doing. In battle, there will be disinformation, but know that plans are being fulfilled. Number three, expect high-profile arrests to take place over the next 12 days and at any time. You may wake up one morning to find someone in high office is no longer there. Number four, expect this to be a bumpy ride to the very end. This is not a television show where things are resolved in 45 minutes. Number five, expect more bombshell evidence to be released between now and January 20th. Number six, expect some sort of internet blockage or outage. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Gmail are most likely going to be effective. If you don't have alternate forms of communication, establish it now. It would be a good idea to start forming them, even if it's just checking on your next-door neighbors. Number seven, expect Trump to be inaugurated on January 20th. And number eight, expect the executive order from the 2018 and or Insurrection Act to be enacted. This does not mean martial law. Remember that we have been under a state of emergency since 2018, which gives the president many powers to act. I'll stop reading it there because there's plenty for us to talk about. I just had to get that out. So with that being said, Mr. Bill, I'm going to pass it to you first. KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY from KO4FE. Bob, who was it that wrote that, and what was his source of information?
So it's coming from the Nye County Republican Central Committee, and it's a letter from the chairman, and I received it through a retired commander from the United States Army.
Okay, roger that. Well, it'd be miraculous if something like that happened, but I'm not going to hold my breath. After Pence confirmed the count on the electoral vote, that's pretty much the final straw. But, I mean, what you basically saw was the end of America. Trump, you know, this is kind of, this makes... pisses me off. Trump goes to the rally, gets people fired up, talks about that we're going to march to the Capitol, and then he disappears. So people go down to the Capitol. Some people went in, you know, the circumstances of how they got in and all this stuff about Antifa, and I don't know. The people that they arrested in the Capitol, I don't think were part of Antifa, but the problem is, I don't know what they thought they were going to accomplish. And then Trump throws his own supporters under the bus and says that we're going to arrest all the people that went into the Capitol. I don't know. I don't like that. You know, and in contrast, the Democrats don't do that. I mean, we had 8 months of rioting and looting. And occasionally you might hear a Democrat say, well, yeah, we're against violence or whatever. You know, they were like, on one hand, they would, Kamala Harris is on there saying, telling them to keep the pressure up. And then you had other Democrats saying, oh, no, it's not Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It's the great boogeyman, what the white supremacists that are doing all the burning. But nowhere did they condemn their own supporters or call for arrests or do anything like that. So the Republicans have showed themselves to be spineless cowards once again. I mean, they're always worried about what the Democrats think of them. The Democrats couldn't care less what the Republicans think. But America's finished. Unless some extraordinary actions like you mentioned, Bob, take place, it's over. You're never going to see another Republican president because the first thing that's going to happen is the Democrats are going to pass an amnesty for 20 million illegal immigrants. That's 20 million more votes for the Democrats. You might as well forget it. I mean, Trump, even when he won, he only won by razor-thin margins in many states. You throw another 20 million Democrat voters in there, forget it. It's over. And the Republicans, there will always be some Republicans like Lindsey Graham or some like him, that they're going to vote in the Senate to pass the amnesty bill, and of course Biden will sign it. So that's a done deal. We just got to wait for it. And that's going to be one of the first things they do. Second thing is, expect the anti-white woke bull crap to escalate. That's going to carry on. The Twitter bans, Facebook bans, all that's going to continue. Why would the Democrats stop it? The Republicans, they could have done something about it. Trump, to his credit, had tried to get them to do something about it, but being the short-sighted buffoons they are, they, you know, you heard all this babbling about, well, they're a private company, they can do, well, I, you know what, this is political warfare. This isn't time for bullshit about free markets. And we see what's happened now. I mean, if they can ban Trump, they can ban anyone. But anyway, that's what's coming. That's what I predict, and I don't think I'm going too far out on a limb to predict that. And with that, I'm going to look at an article by Mark Stein, I think was pretty interesting headline. This is off Breitbart. Mark Stein on hypocrisy and sanctimonious drivel of media coverage of U.S. Capitol chaos. Conservative author and commentator Mark Stein addressed on his website Thursday what he sees as the overwhelming hypocrisy and sanctimonious drivel of the continued media coverage of the chaos at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. In his trademark, acutely witty manner, Stein observed the high moralistic tone of many in the political class and their allies in the media judging the events of the violence at the, quote, people's house, unquote, particularly those who stood, quote, on the Capitol's dignity, unquote. The media may be sentimental about the Capitol, but in my unscientific survey of my North Country neighbors, the people aren't. Congress has an approval rating that falls somewhere between ISIS and child pornographers. Pundits and politicians can wax mawkishly about the people's house, but you'd be hard-pressed to find one in a thousand citizens who's ever used those words in a non-contemptuous sense. And most of the other 999 would assume that the phrase referred to some long-term care facility that Andrew Cuomo moves the old folks into for his COVID Express checkout. He says, I was surprised that even politicians and pundits could utter all that eyewash about, quote, the citadel of democracy and, quote, a light unto the world with a straight face. Stein says, it's a citadel of crap. And the lights went out long ago. Ask anyone who needs that $600 relief money. And then he says Stein appeared on Fox News Channel Tucker Carlson Tonight Wednesday to discuss the events of the day as Carlson showed video clips of the violence perpetrated by Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists as they smashed storefronts and looted shops, supposedly in a protest of the death of George Floyd in May. He says the people were surprised when a tactic that proved effective for one group of people is taken up by another group of people of whom they don't approve, Stein said in a response to continued statements from Washington elites about the chaos at the Capitol. People say, this is not who we are. Have you not turned on the TV since Memorial Day? That's exactly who we are. Stein, who serves as a guest host on the Rush Limbaugh show, further observed the hypocrisy of the political class. Nancy Pelosi told us she didn't care about old statues, he said. Mitch McConnell said he didn't care about the names of military bases. But suddenly this old building is important now. You can't have that, Stein fumed. There's been a complete collapse of equality before the law now. He says, I choke on the sanctimonious drivel of the continuing coverage, Stein continued on his website. The political class, represented by the speaker who flies home to San Francisco on her own government plane, has been largely insulated from the pathologies that have been loosened upon the land. For only a few hours yesterday, they weren't. What George W. Bush calls the insurrection in D.C. seems to have provided the necessary cover for the GOP's final abandonment of Trump. He's a very lonely man this morning, bereft of even his Twitter feed, close quote. Yeah, the Citadel of Crap. That's a good, accurate description of that place. So anyway, back to you, Bob. K-A-A-J-O-Y, LibertyNet from KO4FE.
All righty, William. Well, I have some faith after reading this. So I think like Richie and Heidi say, we need to be on our knees and pray. Okay, so his Twitter's closed and Facebook is closed. But the president has the ability to use the emergency broadcast system. And I've heard from two different sources, this being one, that he is going to use it. And everybody and their brother has a cell phone, and it'll come out over the cell phone. So I hope you're wrong. I'm really hoping that this is a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. So we will see. With that being said, let me throw it to Mr. Ritchie, the gentleman that will be on his knees. KB2DMD, KAAJOY.
On our knees, that's for sure. That's where we belong. KAAJOY and LibertyNet. It's the KB2DMD. Certainly, prayer is first and foremost. This is God's battle. And, you know, we often do that, don't we, Bob? Mankind has a long history of doing things its own way and then asking the Lord to bless the way that we're doing things, rather than just giving it to Him. And I can't think of a third time in American history where we ought to just give it to Him and let Him do it His way. That said, the letter that you read is very encouraging. I know there's a lot of stuff coming out. It's difficult to verify. He just assured a smooth transition, and then very practically at the end said, this isn't over yet, or something about it. And that gave me hope. But there's all kinds of DI. It could be, as you read in the letter, you know, that he's got something planned. And we're at the very least, let's face it, when Obama didn't go quiet. Especially when he's been the victim of a coup d'etat. You know, Trump still has a buck in his pocket, and he's a lucky man, just as well as the next guy. A lot better than Obama, and a lot better than Antifa and the rest of that group. The margins were absolutely incredible. Probably unprecedented. At least what I've seen in a long, long time. I remember the lines of people at the polls. And they were not there to elect some brain dead retard and some such. Number two, case of the Oval Office, is armed space null and void. Resist. Don't obey illegal laws. Don't obey illegal edicts. Look at how much trouble Antifa and the radical left caused a duly elected president. We, the people, can certainly cause as much trouble for an alleged president that was installed with an act of high treason by simply disobeying. Civil disobedience is a very American act. Do not give your consent to illegal laws. And I'll tell you, if we get on our knees and pray and refuse to give our consent, laws and edicts that issue forth in this Congress or this administration, quote unquote, they are going to have a very tough row to hoe, Bob. I would not want to be in their shoes. I'm not saying violence, but first of all, how are they going to administer? You know what they've got planned. They have got more crackpot legislation lined up. They are going to meet themselves coming and going. These crackpots in Congress are going to want to be heard. They're like spoiled children. They are going to stamp their feet and throw tantrums and expect everything they throw at the president to be signed. Biden's going to handle that. Biden doesn't even know how to tie his shoes in the morning. Biden's done. 4 months, Biden will be out one way or the other. And blame it on a Trump supporter to stir the pot even more. Well, we don't know. So, yeah, it's going to be ugly, but we've got to come back to the two basic tenets here. Trust in Almighty God, fervent prayer, and do not obey, to the extent possible, do not obey any of their edicts. They by their actions seceded from the United States when they refused to recognize a duly elected president. So we take the moral high ground in refusing to obey this thing, this crook, because we know in our heart of hearts that Trump won a landslide. It's not hard. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be life as usual. But if we stop, if we refuse to give our consent to unjust laws that issue forth from this mess, it's going to be tough on them, Bob. And that's pretty much the way I see it. Who knows? Day to day, we'll see what happens. But the letter you read, if it's true, it's really encouraging. I certainly wouldn't put it past President Trump. I guarantee you this, you have not heard the end of Donald J. Trump. KJLY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
I agree with you, Ricky. We have not heard the last of him, KB2DMD, KJY. I want to read two quick paragraphs in here, and I heard about this, and then I read it. The president left on the doomsday aircraft, and him and his family are in Abilene, Texas. This was verified by both flight trackers and eyes on the ground. That's a communications aircraft that became President One. So the other thing that I wanted to read, these things may happen out of order, as I read. It has been watched closely. Remember that Trump has not and will not give up. He actually takes his oath of office to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, very seriously. The last paragraph is, as the days unfold, if you like this, as the days unfold, let's maintain communication among ourselves and try to help our neighbor to understand what's happening. Turn off the television. As they have demonstrated, they are clearly only falsely giving the media to maintain control of your thinking. Do not despair, but pray for our country, pray for President Trump, and pray for his supporters, for a national repentance to be stirred nationwide. The next 12 days will be something to tell the grandchildren. It's 1776 all over again. I truly hope and pray that this letter that I've read, that I've acquired, has some validity. I really hope and pray. With that being said, I'm going to go to Mr. Frank.
Whiskey 2, Golf, India, Oscar, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Yeah, W-2-G-I-O, and still recovering from my trip down to Washington. I drove down to Harrisburg on Monday to meet up with my friend Tracy, who flew in from Arizona. And she is an avid Trump supporter over in Arizona. We left Harrisburg at 4 in the morning and went down to Washington. And we got to the rally area around 8:30 in the morning. We were on our feet for until about, I don't know, 1, 1:30 or something like that. The crowd was phenomenal. I tried to talk to a bunch of people, and one situation, there was a woman, I spoke to a Chinese woman, and I said, well, where's your phone? She says, Los Angeles, L.A. She says, yeah, I came out here with 200 people. All the people up with her were all Chinese. I asked her, what's your background? She says, Chinese-American. There was people from all over. So when I walked over to the Capitol building, we were a couple hundred feet away from the front of the building, and next thing you know, you hear a couple of percussion go on, and then next thing you know, there was about a tear gas canister. But it didn't seem like it was very good tear gas canister because it put out some smoke, but I was expecting to see a big cloud of smoke. So there was maybe two or three of those that went off. Probably I was about 20 feet from one of them and got a little bit in my eyes, but it wasn't enough to bother me. And then we moved back and just kind of was watching as the crowd got up into the stairs and found their way into the building area along the outside wall. And then there were some people scaling the wall. Rudy Giuliani's comment was that there certainly were bad people there because it appeared that they had all kinds of equipment to, like, scale a wall and stuff like that. So they were prepared for this kind of thing. The other thing that happened, we got to talking with a couple that were, actually they had been in Germany. The woman, she's from Germany. I don't know if the man was from Germany or not, but it's just, anyhow, I asked her, what's the opinion of Trump over in Europe? And she said, oh, Europe loves him. They're rooting for him to win. And then I said, well, what about Putin? What do they think about Putin? And she said, oh, Putin is a good guy. And in fact, the people in Germany, they would rather have Putin involved with Germany than what they got right now. And also she said that North Korea was also playing ball much nicer now, so meaning that there was a lot more cooperation with North Korea. So that was the scoop that I got from this couple, and apparently the woman, she spoke German. She was on the phone talking to somebody in Germany, and because I had to use the German in high school, so I knew what was going on, but it's an exciting time, and I didn't get the sense that there was, you know, the amount of people that were at the rally. I mean, I couldn't tell how many people were there, but it was as far as the eye could see, there was people. And I'll tell you one thing I got a video of, there was an American flag that somebody unrolled. I think it was like maybe 50 or 60 feet by 100 feet. big American flag, and basically that flag made its way around the crowd, and it was being handed off from one person to the other. I got a video of it. It was absolutely beautiful to see, and everybody was all excited. You know, they were all wanting to be able to touch the flag and move it along and that kind of thing. So it was really very heartwarming to see. So that's about all I can report right now, and from my own observation from being down there. But I was on my feet for 5 hours, staying in one place at least, and I didn't do a little jogging in place. It would have been tough, but I survived. So anyhow, back to you, AJOY WTGIO.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for the update. W2GIO, I'm glad you're back and you're safe. I appreciate that. Let me jump over to Mr. William from Joplin, Missouri. Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango. Good evening, KAHJOY.
Good evening, Bill, and everybody on the Liberty Net. This is KE0VRT out of Joplin, Missouri. My first article of the night is out of InfoWars. A top former military officer dropped a bombshell on Friday, claiming that an Army Special Forces team managed to capture House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop amid the chaos of the Capitol riots on Wednesday. Speaking from the White House, retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney said that Pelosi's demands to invoke the 25th Amendment and impeach President Trump are linked to this stunning revelation. Pelosi called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and they're trying to get him out on the 25th Amendment or to impeach him. Why, McInerney said? Well, because on Wednesday they took Pelosi's laptop. She's frantic, said McInerney. Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, speaking at the White House yesterday, also said he said that the White Hats, the good guys, part of the Special Forces, got Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the breach of the Capitol on Wednesday. He says she's frantic, and that's why she's pushing to impeach Trump. There were some people in there that were from Special Forces mixed with Antifa, and they took her laptop, and they have that data, he said. The above tweet suggests that some Special Forces team may have been spotted, including a clip from the riot showing several individuals dressed in black trying to leave the building, as one of the men says to the camera, "We're not here to be Antifa." McInerney claimed that a whistleblower has come forward and is confessing to crimes related to election fraud. I believe they also have a source that is talking like a songbird, and the president is going to spring that person on us so it will completely change. Because it is someone that has said, "I'm not going to do this," McInerney continued. "This is treason. Remember, this is high treason," he added. Democrats are slated to introduce their second articles of impeachment against Trump on Monday. And that is it on that article. And the second article I'm going to read is President Trump tweeted on his POTUS account that he's negotiating with various other sites after his ban from Twitter. The tweets were swiftly removed. In a series of 4 tweets from the official at POTUS government Twitter account, the president broke his silence following the ban of his personal at Real Donald Trump account this evening. The first tweet from the POTUS account following President Trump's Twitter ban received well over 10,000 retweets and over 16,000 likes, with supporters of the president backing his message. However, within 3 minutes of posting the Twitter thread, it was removed. As I've been saying for a long time, Twitter has gone further and further in banning free speech, and tonight Twitter employees have coordinated with the Democrats and the radical left in removing my account from their platform to silence me. And you, the 75 million patriots who voted for me, the president wrote. Twitter may be a private company, but without the government's gift of Section 230, they would not exist for long. I predicted this would happen. We've been negotiating with various other sites, and we'll have a big announcement soon. While we also look at the possibilities of building out our own platform in the near future, we will not be silenced. Twitter is not about free speech. They are all about promoting radical left platform, where some of the most vicious people in the world are allowed to speak freely. Stay tuned, said Trump. And Trump, with his head and his heart in the right place the whole time, who said he has never seen it this bad in America. Well, now we know how bad it gets, and the President of the United States is now officially banned on social media. The statement from the president regarding negotiation with other sites confirms a national file report from earlier this where Andrew Gorba, the head of the alternative social media platform Gab, said that he was in contact with President Trump's team. He said, and I quote, "I'm going up to be up front with you. I'm in the process of connecting with President Trump as we speak. The president's Gab account is already reserved with hundreds of thousands of followers. We need to massively expand our server capacity and very quickly." Unquote. Both Gab and fellow alt-tech giant Parler faced massive outages this evening after followers of the president flocked to their platform after his permanent Twitter ban. Parler has also been taken off by the Google Play Store, and Apple is threatening to remove it as well. And that is all I've got for this round, so thank you very much. K-A-J-O-Y, this is K-E-0-V-R-T, back to you.
Thank you, William. K-E-0-V-R-T, I did see that video where the two special ops people, apparently are special ops, say we're not here to be at FIFA as they hit down the steps. So I saw that video, so thank you for bringing that to our attention. Mr. Larry in the great state of Tennessee. S4ROQ, what say you,
KHLI? Well, thank you, Bob. Interesting comments there. What I would recommend also is to watch a lot of information there from Alex Jones. He's interviewing a lot of the former general there that was under Trump there for a while, that was in his cabinet. He made some comments regarding Trump, and he really thinks Trump has done the right thing. He's really helped America, and he thinks he did get the election stole from him. The people, the judges, the Supreme Court judges and all, they're not even wanting to look at the evidence. So they've been compromised. There's no doubt about it. They've been compromised some way or another with the Liberal Democratic Party. So it is a big steal, and there's a lot of people involved, and I think even William Barr, the former Attorney General, has joined in with them. So anyway, we'll see how it works out. It does look like they're going to try another impeachment on Trump, as the gentleman there, I think William, said. I've read that also, and it's probably going to be, from what I've heard, it's probably not going to take place till after they're going to try to do it right away, but before it'll come up in the Senate, it'll probably be past the 20th, I hope. So I hope the Republicans can block it again, any rhinos that try to vote with the Democrats this time. All right, let's see. Here's an article from the USA Today about the new Mississippi flag is without the rebel symbol being put into law. Mississippi, from Jackson, Mississippi. Mississippi is updating its laws to include a new state flag with a magnolia and the phrase "In God We Trust," 6 months after legislation ditched the last state flag in the U.S. that included the Confederate battle emblem. Voters approved the magnolia flag in November. Legislators must put a description of the new flag into law. Senators on Wednesday voted 38-7 to pass such a bill. A day after the House voted 119-1, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is expected to sign the bill into law in the next several days. So here's another Confederate flag symbol being removed in Mississippi. Also, I got one other article here. Quebec, this is in Montreal, orders curfew beginning Saturday for 4 weeks. Quebec's premier announced Wednesday that he is imposing an 8 p.m. curfew beginning Saturday in a way to curb surging coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. Now, this doesn't look like a way to do it. This looks like just government control. So this is 8 p.m. curfew. Why would the curfew help? I think it's just a way
to show that they can put government control out there over you and control you on when you can get in and when you can get out in your nation. The province will become the first in Canada to impose a curfew for addressing the pandemic. Premier Francois Legault spoke of the need to take drastic action as he announced a four-week curfew prohibiting people from leaving their homes. Now, so this is people cannot leave your homes between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. in the mornings unless they are going to work, as the Quebec reported 47 more COVID-19 deaths. Now, see, this is catching on all over the place, and it's like the New World Order is taking over, and I do believe this is part of the Democratic Party. The New World Order is involved with this, steal that's happening. From what I've heard, Iran, China owns a lot. From what I understand, China owns a part of the Dominion election machines. China's involved in all this too. Don't think they're not involved in it. So a lot of other countries also. So back to you, Bob. From Larry in Tennessee, it's a KAHJLY from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for being with us tonight. I appreciate it. You're sounding good from Tennessee. N4ROQ, KHOI. Let me run over to Iron River, Wisconsin. Mr. James, you were a little bit light to me, so I'll strain my ears to hear you. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Over.
Thank you, Bob. I'll keep it short. I agree with the idea that the judges have been intimidated, not only judges, but lawmakers, and also now businesses. This new government is not going to rule by law. They're going to rule by fear. And this is virtually the definition of tyranny. Then they won't need to ask you to do something because you will be afraid not to. This is how they will control everyone. I do have a question. Does anybody have an accurate number for the people who were at the rally? I think you earlier said that an article reported 500,000. Is that accurate? I'd like to know the number. There must have been an awful lot because I haven't heard it. Okay, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY from WB9RWY. Over.
Alrighty, James, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Stick around for the next two rounds. We appreciate it. And then last on my list, but not least, is Richard in Paris, Ohio, the great state of Ohio, the heart of it all. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie. It's up to you, sir, KAJOY.
Okay, thanks a lot, and good evening to everybody. And, I can't even come up with anything close to what I've already heard, but I can't remember who was the first guy, but he was saying, you know, he didn't think it, you know, could all this could be true. And I thought the same thing. Then last night I watched a video, and it's from the guy that I like the most, because I've been watching him for like over 5-6 years, and he's proven to me that he gets people on that are true, tell the truth, and they know what they're talking about. It's Greg Hunter, and his internet thing is USA Watchdog. Now, last night he had a guy, Alex Newman, and Alex Newman is, you know, a well-known political commentator and, you know, studies of politics. And what's that newspaper that they average that's Epoch Times, I think he writes for them. So Anyway, he was on there last night, and he pretty much said just what when they were talking about the generals, what they were saying, and about telling they sent letters to the FCC had to send letters to the television stations that if they ordered a emergency signal, they had to put it on, and all that stuff. So it's it had a whole lot of that stuff that you guys were talking about that you know that was in that people are coming up with you know information. So if you want to hear that thing, if you want to hear it to hear it and watch it on the internet, it's Greg Hunter and Alex Newman. If you type in Greg Hunter and Alex Newman, I'm sure it'll come up to that video from last night. And it's a long video, but man, I'll tell you, it sounded like that Alex, he'd been talking to these military people and a lot of other people, and that's what he was saying. He said they've got lots of plans that the left, you know, doesn't realize they're up against. So I don't know, but it made me feel. I went from terribly upset to somewhat thinking things might go our way. But they all say, everybody says it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a nice ride, a fun ride. It's going to be a rough ride, lots of bumps in the road. And but that's all I got to say. But if you want to hear a lot of that those guys were talking about that they read, if you want to hear it on, you know, somebody talking about it, it's Greg Hunter and Alex Newman, and it's on USA Watchdog, and you know, it comes up, and it's the most timely video. That's all I got to say. Thanks for the time. WD8AYC, go ahead.
All righty, Richard, thank you for being with us. Hang around for the next round. WD8AYC, KHAY. Let me see if I have anybody late check-in. I'm kind of hoping Mr. Jesse, who made the trip, is going to join us. So CQ, looking for late check-in. This is KHAY for the Great Real Liberty Net. Whiskey 1 Kilo, say the rest again for me, please. All righty, well, good evening. Let me quick type it in here so I can see the name. It looks like it's Gregory. So, Mr. Gregory, I'm to you, so you have the floor. Tell us what you're thinking, over.
Okay, this is what I'm getting today. I had a shadow when I woke up here. I was thinking of going on a national day.
Rick, KJY. Well, you missed the beginning of the net when I read a letter from the Nye County Central Committee Republican Party. And in that letter, I won't read the whole thing, but they mentioned 8 things will probably happen in the next 12 days. Expect the emergency broadcast system to be activated by the president. Second is to expect confusion amongst if they're going on because they call it a coup. They're trying to blame Trump for things, but it'll change. The third is to expect high-profile arrests within the next 12 days. Four, expect a bumpy ride. Five, expect bomb targets released. Six, some sort of blackout or outage on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Gmail. Seven, expect Donald J. Trump to be inaugurated on the 20th. And eight, expect the executive order from 2018 of the Insurgent Act. But that does not mean a martial law. But basically, at the end of this article that I read, it basically says for people to pray for our government, pray for our president, and hang on for the next 12 days. So you kind of have the thought. So with that being said, let me see if I have any other late check-ins. This is KAADOY. Go ahead, let me hear what you had to say, and then I'll catch the check-in. Yep, it's always good to use scripture, and we've got quite a few people in here that I think have the belief in the Jesus Christ the Lord. There was someone that I think went to check in. Let me go back to you. This is KHAOY.
KD0RSA.
Mr. Bo, how good to hear you. KD0RSA. What's on your mind? Let us know. Over.
KD0RSA. Well, everybody, that's a good thing that you're talking about. I do appreciate it, right? But also, did you notice how the Republicans all backpedaled the last couple, 3 days after that march? Like, they just turned around and just basically run. Well, you cannot run from a bully, but you might not be able to look at my dad, but you cannot run from a bully. That's just from history on up through the ages. You got to either help you to run over him, whatever. You cannot run from a bully. And that's what the Republicans are doing. And that includes all the civilians out here. We got to just standing up and around, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I'll leave it go at that for right now. And turn her back to you, Bob, KD0RSA.
Thank you, Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. It's always good to hear you from the great state of Nebraska. You have a great signal in here to Ohio to me. So I'm going to go back up to the top of the list and get Mr. Bill. KO4FE, KAAJOY.
Okay, KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, we know about Trump being kicked off Twitter, Facebook, and I see that Steve Bannon's been kicked off YouTube. We got Google won't allow Parler on their app store. Apple's talking about doing the same thing. Trump's even can't even send email. They've blocked that. And now here's another one. CNN is going to the cable providers to try to get Fox News taken off of cable. I mean, they're going on a full court press.
And what this goes to show is that one thing I think we need to do just for survival is we got to build up some kind of alternatives to Facebook, Google, YouTube, and the other ones. I saw that Nick Fuentes was even banned from DLive. He'd been on there a long time. So we got to build up some alternative media.
Alternative media.
And another thing I think needs to be done is
we got to get some serious people involved in trying to organize some kind of resistance. All this QAnon and flat earth and all this crazy stuff. Ford talking about 4D chess. And, I mean, sometimes I think this stuff's just put on the internet to make people look crazy. But anyway, we need to deal with serious people. Not alcoholics or sexual predators or crazy people. I will mention one thing, and I'm not a great fan of Alex Jones, but I did see that he was warning people. He was on a bullhorn yelling, "Don't go into the Capitol, it's a setup." And it looks like it might have been. I mean, I've seen some conflicting videos. I've seen videos of cops letting people into the Capitol. I've seen videos of cops fighting against people trying to keep them out. I don't really know what, I wasn't there. It's unfortunate that that woman got shot. It's highly ironic. You got a white woman killed by a black cop in the middle of the Capitol. And one of the conservative leaders, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I saw the article the same day that the woman got shot. I can't remember some guy from CPAC said, "Well, she must have been doing something wrong, so she deserved to be shot." And this goes back to why I think the Republicans are totally useless. And I think it was Mo or somebody said how they're always backing up. I've said this for years. It's a good thing that the Republicans don't design battle tanks, because every tank would have a transmission in it with 14 reverses and one forward gear. And the one forward gear would only be used when they were being attacked from the rear. So retreat is all they know. Expecting anything else is a waste of time. I got several articles, but I'll save them for next time. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Thank you, Liam. I'm going to go down to Mr. KB2, KAAJOY. KAA-JOY and Liberty Net, KB2 DMD returning.
Very good.
And I think, yeah, there's a lot of merit in what Bill says. The news reporting we're getting is all over the place. First of all, Fox News went over to the dark side a long time ago. They're not worth a tinker's damn. They're right up there with the rest of the mainstream. In fact, they're more Judas goats, Bob, like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Mark Levin, in that, 80 to 90% of what they tell you is truth, and then there's a little 10% diversion that gets you to go up the ramp where you're going to step on the grate before, you know what I mean? I trust Alex Jones implicitly. InfoWars is an incredible team dedicated to getting the truth out. So that's one truthful news source. The other is, like Mark Hornacek used to call it, the Little Brother Information Network. Big Brother is watching. Little Brother has a big mouth. KB0VRT a little while ago just put out some great intel. You read that letter earlier, Bob. Very encouraging. That's the kind of stuff we need. But, although it's very difficult sometimes, you really have to make an effort and just use your best horse sense to evaluate, the veracity of some of these things before you bring them to the net. I'm certain that you did your best, Bob, and K0BRT did as well, and that's fine. But what I'm talking about is, I'll give you an example. A little bit earlier this evening, I looked over Heidi's shoulder. She was on Facebook because, unfortunately, it's the only way she can see pictures of her grandkid in upstate New York. The kids were on Facebook, and that's where they post all their pictures and videos, unfortunately. There's no saving them or talking them out of it. I saw somebody put a post on there that was allegedly a tweet from Nancy Pelosi saying, "We've got to hurt now, we've got to finish them off, we've got to hunt down the Trump supporters, and we've got to put them in our own version of Auschwitz." And it was very obviously a doctored tweet. It was done up in Photoshop. Yeah, it's from AOC. What was I saying? Oh, did I say Nancy Pelosi? Yeah, okay. Well, from AOC. And it was very obviously a phony. And whoever posted it, but just delete it. So in other words, if you're going to try to look it up for yourself, you're not going to find it. That kind of thing, obvious threads, we're going to see more and more and more of that, Bob. I think the average Trump voter, the average patriot, the average person that cares about this country, that goes out and works hard for a living, has enough horse sense to differentiate. Hey, we might get taken in sometime, and better to share than not share. And this is the this is where InfoWars is coming from. Often in the past, they've shared information. They've vetted it as much as possible, but in the end, turned out to be wrong, and they were mad about it. They sucked it up and admitted it. Not very often, though. So really, the alternative news sources, Breitbart, Newsmax, Drudge is gone. He's gone over to the dark side. For whatever reason, maybe coercion or threats, but bring it here, share it twice a week on the net, band conditions permitting, get on the telephone, call your friends, and spread truth as much as you can. It's really the only counter we have. I don't see an immediate need to start. I mean, it would be nice for the people that really need cell phones and computers to give them their news. It would be nice if the president started up an alternative venue where he could be heard. Since the big tech companies are all radical lefties and have banned them from all their platforms, which is a different subject entirely. I'm not even going to go there. But in the meantime, them, do what we can. I mean, even if it's talking to some guy at the gas pump or in the check, you know, hey, checkout lines are great in the grocery because you can open your mouth under the pretense of having a conversation with the girl at the register or the guy at the register, but, you know, you can raise your voice to a register where many people in line will hear you, and it's a great way to disseminate truth. So, you know, that's what we've got, you know, and really, you know, we won't know more. This is a day-by-day thing. As more information comes in, we'll have to adapt and react to it. But in the meantime, hey, and I take my hat off to the gentleman for going down there. I wish I could have been with you, brother. You're truly a great American for taking the time to go down to the Capitol. And, you know, and as I said earlier, Bob, you know, I don't hold with the people that went into the Capitol or break into private offices, but people that were being held out of their own Capitol that they bought and paid for, you know, while the vote was going on to certify an abject fraud, hell yeah, I would have been annoyed too. I would have pushed my way inside too. I'd want to be heard. So I salute anybody that was down there for the right reasons. You know, Antifa, this whole thing was a setup. I immediately, when I heard that Nancy Pelosi's hard drive was captured, I immediately started praying that that would fall into the right hands. I pray that it is in the hands of special forces. And, yeah, and that would, and I told Heidi, the minute we heard that that thing was gone, I said, boy, I said, she's going to have some pretty swilled dress shields today, man. This is, everything right now is breaking news, Bob. And as I said, all we can do is just, adapt and react as we hear it. And it's going to be really, really interesting times. KAHJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
We gotta, like you said, we have to pray for our president and pray that he's got this decision. I hope so. And we got our list of the first place for down there to our capital. Yes, the BIO is the new jail live.
Thank you. Let us know what it was like there. You made it. did mention about the
Okay, thank you, Bob. A lot of good comments there. There was another large hack. They're saying I went to Russia again. Justice Department of Federal Court System. This is a federal court system that shows that Wednesday. They were among the dozens of U.S. government agencies and private businesses. Month-long cyber espionage campaign that U.S. officials are linked to the elite Russia hackers. The extent of the damage was unclear. The department said that 3% of its Microsoft Office 365 email accounts were potentially affected, but did not say to whom the accounts belonged. There are no indications that classified systems were affected. The agency said Office 365 isn't just which means a shared document will also surely said, said Dmitry Kalpovich, former chief technical officer of cyber security firm CrowdStrike. Separately, the administration office of the U.S. courts informed federal judicial bodies across the nation that the court's nationwide case management system was breached. They potentially gave the hackers access to sealed court documents whose contents are highly sensitive. The Justice Department said that on December the 24th, it detected previously unknown malicious activity linked to the broader intrusions of federal agencies revealed earlier that month. Separately, the court office said on its website that an apparent compromise of the U.S. judiciary's case management and an electronic case file system was under investigation. The Department of Homeland Security was scouring the system, it said, and citing a particular risk to sealed court filings whose disclosure could jeopardize a lot more than active criminal investigations. The potential reach is vast. The actual reach is probably significant, and the federal court official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The official confirmed that the scope of the compromise was national, but it was not clear how widespread. The sealed court files, if indeed breached, could hold information about national security, trade secrets, and wiretap transcripts, along with financial data from bankruptcy cases and the names of confidential informants in criminal cases. A lot of people could be knocked off because of it, it looks like. On Tuesday, federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies formally implicated Russia in the intrusions, calling them part of a suspected intelligence gathering operation. President Donald Trump had previously questioned that consensus, suggesting without foundation that China could be in the blame. But China, from what I've heard, in the last 30 to 40 years here, have bought up most everything in the U.S. They do control more than you think. They've even got a port out off of California where they bring their ships in and everything there and unload their cargo. So if you don't think China owns most of the U.S., you're badly mistaken. I believe they own the news agencies from what I've heard. They control what is put on the news, and so that's bad news for us. We'll see what else I can come up with. Iraq issues a arrest warrant for Trump over Soleimani killing. Baghdad, an arrest warrant on a charge of premeditated murder was issued Thursday for outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump in connection with the killing of Iranian general and Iraqi militia leader last year. Iraq's judiciary about this warrant. The warrant was issued by the investigative court. Tasked with following the Washington direction to kill General Qasem Soleimani and Abdul Mahdi Gamidas. The court's media office said they were killed outside the Capitol airport last January. We ought to give Trump a medal for getting rid of this guy. He was a terrorist and killed many troops and untold number of murders. So Iraq area and Iran really bad, and that's exactly what we wanted to do, to stop the terrorism over there. Here's an article I'll read regarding the lady that was killed in the Capitol. Her name was Ashla Babbitt, A-S-H-L-I, Babbitt, B-A-B-B-I-T-T. She died when she was in a ride inside the U.S. Capitol as protesters were forcing their way toward the House chamber where members of Congress were sheltered. A sworn U.S. Capitol police employee discharged their assault weapon striking an adult female. Capitol Police said in a statement, medical assistance was rendered immediately and the female was transported to the hospital where she later succumbed to her injury. The employee was placed on administrative leave with police powers suspended pending the outcome of a joint Metropolitan Police Department and Capitol Police investigation. Three other people also died Wednesday from medical emergencies. Benjamin Phillips, 50, from Rhode Island, Pennsylvania. Kevin Griffin, 55, from Athens, Alabama. Roseanne Boylan, 34, from Kennesaw, Georgia. And, let's see, Police Chief Robert Conte III said it was not clear how they died. They were on the grounds of the Capitol when they experienced a medical emergency. Boylan's family declined to comment on the death. Numerous media outlets named Babbitt, a 35-year-old San Diego woman, and KSUI-TV, she had been a staunch Trump supporter and a great patriot. I think so too. All right, so we'll stop it right there. If you want to listen to Alex Jones, he's got a lot of good stuff going right now. I like him quite a bit. He's on 4.840. He's interviewing a lot of different generals, different people that are really saying quite a bit about this. It's a steal. There's in a lot of the areas, they're not even investigating. There's more than 200 to 300% of the people that voted. And how could you vote more than 100%? Most elections, everyone doesn't vote, but there was up to 200 to 300% in some counties. And they're saying, you know, there's no fraud involved. There has to be. It's 200 to 300% more. So that was three times people in some counties there voted than actually were signed up to vote. And a lot of people were even passed away in that 100%. So there's a lot of election fraud going on. Anyone that says there was no fraud, then they're perpetuating there with the Democratic cause here. So definitely were a lot of problems, and there's a lot of fraud. A lot of ballots were run through many, many times. These machines from Dominion were compromised, especially after the election, on the election night. They shut down everything, and that's when they messed with the machines and added more ballots to the total. And the next morning, the ballots were way ahead in all the states. So it was definitely a steal. Trump won big. They had to really work hard to come up with the votes to beat him. The Democrats Democrats and the Dominion officials there. They worked it out and stole the election. No doubt about it. So back to you there, Bob. KAHJY, man, for all of you.
Bob, this is KE0VRT. My next article is out of the Gateway Pundit. Fallen activist John Sullivan from Utah, who was arrested for storming the U.S. Capitol, is released without charges. He also organized an Antifa event in the area at the same time as the Stop the Steal rally. Earlier this week, CNN interviewed John Sullivan from Utah after the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt by the Capitol Hill Police. John Sullivan, a noted leftist leader from Utah, stormed the U.S. Capitol with fellow activists on Wednesday. John Sullivan is a Black Lives Matter dude from Utah who was flown into D.C. during the planned Stop the Steal rally. In August, John Sullivan threatened to rip President Trump from the White House during violence in Washington, D.C. Sullivan was flown to D.C. for the protest. From our earlier report, John Sullivan stormed the U.S. Capitol. He was near Ashley Babbitt when she was killed by police. On Friday, investigative journalist Millie Weaver ran into John Sullivan in Washington, D.C. She overheard him say he was not being charged. John Sullivan organized a BLM Antifa action at the Washington Memorial on Wednesday, January 6th. Then he was seen storming the U.S. Capitol. How many of his Antifa buddies were with him, I wonder? Anyway, you know, it's a simple fact that an Antifa member can get in there and storm the Capitol and get away with it. Really tells you that they were in on this was all a planned event. And as far as the QAnon goes, that was nothing but a psyop. I was watching on Gab, where they were posting for quite some time that the storm was coming, and they got that Ashley Babbitt thinking, you know, lured into going in there and getting herself killed. So that's how I think about that whole mess. And that's all I have for this round. Back to you, KAJOY. This is KE0VRT.
Thank you, sir. I read some of the same ones that paper on that article that Jeff got.
Over to Mr. Richard in Paris, Ohio, with Delta 8, Alpha, Delta Charlie, WDAAY.
Mr. Richard Fisher, KHOI. Bill or Mary,
did
either one of you hear Mr. Richard?
No, I don't hear anything.
Me either, negative. All righty, I will put an X by the go down to Gregory. Whiskey 1, Kilo, Romeo X-ray. I'm up to you, KHOI.
No, I don't hear anything.
A negative here.
That brings me to Mr. Moe. I know Mr. Moe's still there. KD0RSA, KHAOY. Mr. Moe, how's it going out there in Nebraska? Well, welcome to.
Kilo Mike 4 Hotel Oscar Charlie. And yeah, I'm in and out. I've been following this entire conversation for the last hour or so, in and out. And yeah, excellent discussion. Excellent discussion. But don't really have anything to add other than what most of the people have already said. So back to you, Net Control. Kilo Mike 4 Hotel Oscar Charlie.
All right, John.
I mean, sure. I mean, just real quick. Like I said, I got to go to bed. But you know, many of the comments. The thing that is so depressing to me at this point is that you know, you've had many of your commenters talking about various legal angles, you know, processes. But I mean, just today, Google and Apple decided to eliminate Parler, I believe, which is an alternative to Twitter. And essentially, you know, no matter what happens, it's all about the information. The information is being controlled. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's right in front of our faces. So I think it just comes down to do your best to, you know, find alternative ways to you know, transmit the information to people. But unfortunately, most of my friends and even relatives still rely on the mainstream news, which even more traditional, like go-tos for news are, you know, almost succumbing to this whole thing. This whole thing just seems so artificial, so forced. To me, it seems obvious what's happening, but in any case, that's the main thing. But when they're shutting down just your ability to, just have a different opinion, we're in trouble as a country. I don't mean to end that on a sad note, but something has to be done. So that's all I got to say. Back to you then. And I'm hitting the sack. Yeah, thanks for the time on the Nashville Mike Gore Hotel Office. Charlie, back to Net Control 73.
All right, Jonathan, I'll show you in and out, but I appreciate you being with us. Let me see if I have the other big check-in. This is KHOY. Yep, heard. I'm going to jump up to William for the 73 round. This has been a great conversation tonight.
So, William, I think you said you had some articles for close. So, Kilo Officer 4, Foxtrot Echo, KHOY. Okay, KO4FE, or KAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, Bob, if Trump manages to get in, it will be a real miracle. Certainly one that I would be happy about, but it, like I said, it looks like the Democrats are going to be in total control, and one of the things that you will definitely see more is more critical race theory, more anti-white propaganda in the schools, and here's just one example of what you can expect to see even more of. This is Breitbart. Parents' lawsuit claims school engages in intentional racial discrimination against white students. Parents have filed a lawsuit against Villa Duchesne High School in Missouri, claiming the elite Catholic girls' prep school has engaged in overt and intentional racial discrimination against its Caucasian students, including their daughter. According to the petition filed in the Circuit Court of the County of St. Louis, the parents accused the school of encouraging and facilitating race-based aggression against their daughter and attempting to force her to adopt critical race theory. Following the accusations, the plaintiff's daughter was subject to enormous social ridicule and threats of personal violence. During a meeting, the principal and a faculty member allowed a black student to aggressively, verbally berate the daughter without intervention. The daughter had a thin blue line sticker on her laptop that students mistook for a Blue Lives Matter sticker. Faculty told the daughter that the sticker was racist and made to crush the BLM movement, and that simply having that sticker, you should expect to be treated like a racist. The petition claims the race-based aggression was promulgated by African-American fellow students and through the use of coercion, intimidation, and threats by faculty and administrators to attempt to force the daughter to adopt or espouse the political philosophies of critical race theory, including but not limited to attempts to indoctrinate the daughter in the concept that all white people are racist by virtue of being white, and that African American students should be free from discipline regardless of their behavior. The parents alleged their daughter had been subject to verbal attacks and physical threats, social ostracism, false imprisonment, permanent damage to her reputation, and severe and continuing emotional and psychiatric injury. according to the parents' petition, various fellow students made threats of personal and bodily injury against their daughter in order to teach her a lesson because she was such, quote, such a racist, unquote. Additionally, the parents claim one African-American student told their daughter she needs to get smacked in the face and that she and her friends would jump her in the parking lot. The petition states one African-American student accused the daughter of saying black lives do not matter in a class that was video recorded, yet the recording showed no such declaration occurred. The lawsuit goes on to say that during a meeting with the school's principal, Jeannie Steenbers, and a faculty member, the two adults allowed the black students to berate and scream at their daughter, calling her the biggest known racist in the school and accusing her of being in love with Trump because she owned Trump decals and other merchandise. Everyone knows all Trump supporters are racist, the petition claims one black student said. During another meeting, the parents' petition says the principal told their daughter she was a racist and that we were all racist because we were white. According to the petition, when the daughter denied the accusations made against her by the black students, Misha Morrow, the school's dean of student excellence, a black woman who physically displaced BLM support materials at Villa Duchesne, said the school would not be issuing any discipline or punishment to the black students, even though both had engaged in physical and verbal threats against the daughter. The parents' claim states that during the meeting with Morrow and Steenbergs, their daughter was held against her will and denied the opportunity to speak with her parents. It further alleges the acts committed against the daughter were done with the specific intent to coerce, intimidate, and threaten her into accepting and acknowledging a racist political ideology commonly referred to as critical race theory, unrelated to any scholastic purpose. The petition adds, the acts of discrimination allegedly committed by the school violate the Constitution of Missouri, which states that all people are created equal and are entitled to equal rights and opportunities under the law. So, man, that sounds like a real nightmare at that school. I'm glad the parents are filing a lawsuit, but that's what you're going to get. That's going to be more and more common now. I mean, what's to stop them? The Democrats won't do anything. They can't offend the blacks. You think Joe Biden's going to tell the Department of Justice, to Civil Rights Division, to investigate? I doubt it. So anyway, get ready for a rough 4 years and maybe a rough eternity with these clowns in charge. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY73's to everyone, and thanks for running the net tonight, Bob. Very interesting. This is KO4FE. See you Wednesday.
All right, Bill. I'm not giving up hope yet. KO4FE, KJY. You really believe and in talking more are racist than us. We all have a bigotry or a racist attitude at some point in time, but the blatantness of the racist, for the most part, not every one of them, but for the most part, it's much a larger percentage than the white population being such a hard-nosed racist. But that's what they accuse us of each and every day. All
right, Mr.
Richard, back to you,
K2DMD, KAAJOY 53 round. Yeah, thanks, Bob. KAAJOY and the Liberty Net, this is KB2DMD. Well, that was certainly a sad story that Bill read, and, yeah, well, you know, let me just touch on this for a minute, Bob. I can't agree with the black thing, just because, you know, if you look at the numbers of votes from the black community that Donald Trump garnered. It was absolutely unprecedented. There's never been a turnout amongst blacks and Latinos for a Republican president like there was for Donald Trump. And this brings us back to the number of supporters. The election was won in a huge landslide. Those people are still out there. All the people in the Trump trains, the people in these rallies. I mean, they drove halfway across the country on a work night to get to the rally, and the venue only held 50,000, and there were 20,000 standing out in the rain watching on a jumbotron. This is real devotion, Bob. These people are not going to go quietly into that good night. Not for the most part. Oh, sure, we'll lose a few through attrition and through defeatism, especially as the left keeps up their control of the media and publishing articles that are designed to take away our hope. Our hope, remains in Christ Jesus, number one, first and foremost, and through resistance. Resistance is something that the left is well practiced in, but it's a concept that's foreign to most law-abiding Americans. Well, I'm not advocating that you break the law, but I am advocating that you resist illegal laws. And that would include anything that comes from an illegitimate administration. Once people get down with that fact, I think things are going to go a bit easier, and they're going to go a bit easier because it's just going to bring confusion and strife on these children of Satan that seek to dominate us. So, there's the answer. Prayer and resistance, Bob. Wonderful, Matt, and thanks to everybody that brought valued intelligence and shared it here that we might not otherwise have been aware of. Really, really insightful, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y, KB2-DMD. 7-3, Bob.
73, thank you for joining us, Mr. Rick, KBQDFD, KJY. Let me go to Mr. Frank Ritz, final thought. With you, Bob Snyder, Oscar, and AJY. That's it. I just came across a picture, a really, really good picture. And the website decided to get to the
broadcasting
the right side broadcasting, and there's several to pick from, but the last one was on the pitch there, so watch that one. And Trump goes over, President Trump goes over all the different calls that happened in that speech. It's amazing all the different things that happened there, and that he hoped Pence, Vice President Pence, would follow through with his, what is you know, and not the electors, not to commit the electors like he did. So he didn't go along with what Trump wanted him to do on that. He went against Trump in the Congress there when they counted the electors vote. But anyway, right side broadcasting. That is great. You watch his speech. It was a great speech. And I really enjoyed it. I think you will too. So this, I've got an article here in the USA Today regarding this. He's an ex-Memphis firefighter. The gentleman that you see with his feet propped up there in Pelosi's office. And some of the things he said were kind of interesting, and a lot of things that we talked about here. Says the man who took a seat in the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office found a seat upon a desk and went in with an envelope personalized with Pelosi's address. He described himself as a former firefighter out of Memphis. Yeah, Richard Barnett, a resident of Benton County, Arkansas, has been he's being condemned by multiple public officials, but he identifies himself as a former local firefighter. Let me move it on down. Let's see if I can find him. He says, my name is Richard Barnett. I'm a retired firefighter living in the Northwest Arkansas. He says he was co-founder of 2AMWA Stand, a pro-Second Amendment rights group that appears to organize through a Facebook page. He says, I'm in the construction industry here in the Northwest Arkansas, and I spend all my time doing what I can do to protect our country. In addition to advocating for Second Amendment rights, Barnett said his group also organizes rallies to support the police. It is not immediately clear if Barnett's group also supports the Capitol Police. In the October interview, Barnett described the state of the nation as sad. It is sad to know which one Democrat versus Republican. We are actually at the point of freedom and good versus evil. And he's exactly right. He is exactly right that we are at the point, actually at the point of freedom and good versus evil. This is not just the United States, this is worldwide. This is the new world order, and we've got to get a grip on it. And they're destroying the nuclear family, and that is exactly right. You know, no prayer, no prayer. Men marrying men, women marrying women, just all kinds of crazy stuff going on, and the liberal Democrats are behind it all. So I thought that was kind of interesting, the things that he said. And let's see, I've got one article here regarding new car prices. And the average new car price is over $40,000 for the first time. The average price of a new vehicle topped $40,000. The Americans switch from passenger cars to SUVs and pickups. With prices rising, the average down payment on new cars, trucks, and SUVs reached all-time highs in the fourth quarter, according to the analysis at car research site Edmunds. I won't read it all, but see if there's anything else. The average price of a new vehicle is $40,000, according to Edmunds. In December, it was $40,573, so it went up, both our records. Says the average new vehicle buyer borrowed $35,373 and placed a down payment of $4,734 in the fourth quarter,
2020, up 5.5% and 9.4% respectively from the fourth quarter of 2019. A lot of it just has to do with cheap money because Andrew Gilliland, general manager of Toyota's Lexus brand, you can go out and get a pretty reasonable interest rate, but also customers are looking for more equipment and more cars. Down payments rise in the fourth quarter, a time when luxury cars are more prevalent in the showrooms as premium brands try to get rid of their current model year vehicles. So there's no way that I would go out and spend this on these vehicles. They're just too complicated and they get to wear. You just can't work on them anymore. You just can't do it. They're just not made for easy repair anymore. So there's a lot of big money going on there. They want you to go and there's more in parts and repair work than the car will cost after Thank you, Bob. This is KE0BRT with the Liberty Net. And my next article is out of the American Thinker, and the name of it is The Capital, So Much Evidence. I'll read on. It's our own fault that we allowed Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to control the narrative while Google controlled the answers to any questions. They now believe they can define what happened on January 6, 2021 with impunity, and we will accept their lies as truth. We the people, however, are all too aware of what they are trying to accomplish, having been witness to the Hunter Biden story dissolving into the ether from inaccessibility and the silencing of any dissent they stole the presidency. For the entire year, the left has tried to provoke the right into violence. On Wednesday, they got what they wished for. Or conversely, they infiltrated a peaceful demonstration with Antifa and carried out a successful false flag. They tell us this was all Trump's fault. We know this because for the past 4 years, we've been told everything is Trump's fault. And I would wager they would tell us for the next 4 years, everything is Trump's fault. As a matter of fact, when someone writes the acknowledged history of the United States of America, America's second civil war, it will be Trump's fault as well. Funny thing, having watched some part or the Trump rallies, having never seen anyone wearing helmets, headphones, or any degree of blackout with a tool dangling from their belt, it was surprising to see so many of the so-called rioters so clad in this rebellion. In the now famous picture of seven guys scaling the wall to the Capitol building, one can see people already at the precipice. Those are the ones who walked up the stairs, and when the entirely inadequate security melted away. Wow, it's almost as if it is reminiscent of the dozens of versions of Russians raising the red flag over the Russian flag in 1945 or Pelosi's rods. Me, I would have taken the stairs, but I would not have been wearing a headscarf and backpack with a tool dangling from my belt and swinging the four gears. The top were begging for the director to yell, cut! Why wasn't there adequate security, and why weren't those who were present armed? I guess no one would want Antifa, Harvard-educated political science major, to get hurt when they did, but they always do, break the window of the store for the ignorant pawn to lose. One can be forgiven for thinking security was purposely left deficient and unarmed to provoke what might happen should a sampling of Antifa intermixed within the mostly peaceful crowd be successful at impelling the desired riot. False flag, Hitler put less effort into setting up Poland with Operation Himmler at the inception of World War II, the big one, as Archie Bunker used to say. No security, no weapons. What a surprise. It's almost as if they wanted this. If they still managed to kill a woman by shooting through a door. Deadly force is allowed only when you fear for your life or the lives of others.
from multiple videos, one can see that what Ashley Babbitt did was doing had not yet met that threshold. But then again, as a term support, I remember a protected crash, so her death was meaningless, was warranted. You see, when you are meaningless, either you do as you are told or you deserve to die. I also noticed how polite most of the people were who did get into the building, staying within the velvet ropes, looking at the majestic statues that lined the marbled hallways of state. They were in such awe that, unlike a gender studies major in a match from this summer's riot, they elected not to overturn a single statue in the building they invaded with such respect, the ruthless bastards. I also like the video that starts with a standing still security guy pointing at a bunch of people in an elevator directly opposite a set of marble stairs. Action. He then turns and jogs up the stairs. At the top, he turns to his left to go up another flight of stairs, but pauses first, as if waiting for the crowd to catch up with him. On each flight, he repeats the same action, turning and waiting. It's like a bad Oliver Stone movie. At least these movies were entertaining, perhaps something from Michael Moore. Or do they think we are so stupid that they need not even cut the video for continuity? This is what they want. Even had this been conservative, middle-aged white men letting loose the dogs of war and crying havoc, who cares? What did they think was going to happen when they created one crisis after another to deprive a successful president, not only of his presidency, but also of his re-election? That they not only laughed at the stupid deplorables clinging to their guns and religion, but also deprived them of their livelihoods and loved ones. They wanted this and they got it. Watch how the rebellion they fomented grows organically. Grace Curley, among others, pointed out the other day that you cannot get the toothpaste back in the tube. The left should think about what it has done and what is coming. These people have stolen an election without caring who knows it. They have rioted, assaulted innocents, and burned down our cities for almost a year. They have defunded police, resulting in a nationwide increase in murders. Forget about the increase in other crimes, and they told us we were wrong to mention how all the predations make us suffer. Whether the left successfully persecuted a false flag operation, or this was a satanic conservative rebellion, the results are the same. The left thinks they can push America down forever. The left thinks they can tell us what to do, and we will obey. They have another thing coming. And that's all I have for this round. 73 is everybody. And I hope to see y'all here next week. Take care. KE0VRT. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, sir. Sir, KE0VRT. I do like watching all the people in the night or in the center walk through the velvet ropes like they were in a movie theater.
Roger, roger. And, you know, it's like, there were very few of the provocateurs in there. You know, there's probably just a handful of them. Those people just followed it in.
It was amazing to watch. It really was. So, thank you. 73. God bless. Have a good week. I'm going to go over to Iron River, Wisconsin. Mr. James, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. What do you have to sum up your night, over?
Thank you, Bob. The last thing I have to say tonight is that the worst thing happened, and we need our federal government. We still have our sovereign state, and we should be aware that we can still work regionally and locally. Happening with the invention of space. I don't know what the factor that should be in this whole thing. So keep that in mind, and that's it for tonight. Thank you, Bob. KS80Y from WB9RWY, over.
Alrighty, James, thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it to be part of the Liberty Net. We will be back on Wednesday and, of course, on Saturday again. So, thank you. Let me confirm Nebraska to Mr. Bo, QORSA, KSAOY. What are your final thoughts, Mo? Over.
KD0RSA. Thank you, Bob. Just to have a short one. I don't know how many of you fellas agree to have. And he'll never give up.
Is a gentleman that checked in on the jet logger. He is from Boulder, Colorado, Mr. Mark, KE0, Papa Quebec X-ray. I hope you have a strong signal and you need to make the call to Mark. Over.
Colorado. Name here is Mark. Yeah, coming down. About lead stuff. You know, I saw those videos. I didn't see anybody carrying pipes. You know, they might have had sticks, but I didn't see any lead pipes. I don't think you can buy any lead pipes anymore. Unless you're carrying out of the mouth.
Mrs. Calabas, a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night for all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are also listening. It's 70 degrees to tonight. Liberty Netters, such as W1WCR. Mr. Marty, 2IJ, N2IRJ, Mr. Roy. Saturdays, KB8TRK, because he's recording this, and Mr. Paul, who does not have a ham license, or I guess he doesn't have privileges up here, and he also records this. So thank you to those, both those gentlemen for their efforts in recording this great Liberty Net. Again, with that being said, 7-3-J-O-Y.